Do you turn with me to Galatians, the Galatian letter of the Apostle Paul?
请我们打开加拉太书,
chapter 6,
第六章,
and verse 14.
第14节,
but far be it from me to glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world hath been crucified unto me, and I unto the world.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣的十字架，因为这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
John's Gospel, chapter 12.
约翰福音。 12章,
verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
1, the first letter of the Apostle John, and chapter 5.
约翰一书,
1 John, chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章,
verse 19.
第十九节,
we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the evil one.
19节，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。Ephesians
chapter 6,
以弗所书第六章,
verse 10,
第十节。Finally
be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against hosts of wicked spirits in the heavens. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
第六章第十节到十三节，我还有末了的话：你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。 因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以，要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
And finally, in the first letter of the Apostle John, chapter 2, from verse 15 to 17.
在约翰一书第二章十五节到十七节,
love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
15节到17节，不要爱世界和世上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。 因为凡世界的上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去， 唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Just a further word of prayer.
让我们一起再有点祷告。
Dear beloved Lord, we are so thankful that we are here found in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们何等的感谢你，今天晚上再一次来到你自己的面前。
And Lord, we just want to recognize now before you.
我们要在你面前向你承认。
That without you, we can do nothing of eternal worth.
离开了你，我们不能做任何事情有永远的价值。
We can speak many words, outline truth, it can even be sound doctrine.
我们可以讲很多的道理，把很多的大纲列出来，但是也是有虚空。
But unless that anointing of yours is upon us in full measure,
我们需要圣灵的恩膏全然的浇灌在我们里头。
It will all amount.To nothing.
否则都是虚空的虚空。
Lord, you have provided us with such an anointing.
你已经把这样的恩膏赏给我们了。
Both for the speaking of your word, the translating of your word, and the hearing of your word.
为讲道的、翻译的与每一位听到的，你都给了我们。
Into that anointing, grace and power, we now stand in simple faith.
在这一个恩膏底下，凭着简单的信心，我们来支取。
Let a double portion of that anointing be upon us all.
愿今天晚上的恩膏是加倍的临到我们。
And may we thus meet with you, Lord.
愿我们每一个人都遇见你。
And something happen in our lives that is eternal.
主啊，让我们的生命有改变，有永远的价值。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的尊名。
Amen. Well, I think everybody knows that the theme of these few days is the way to the eternal purpose of God, the cross.
我想这个时候，我们每一个弟兄姊妹应该知道，这次大会的主题是达到神永远的旨意。借着十字架。
And my responsibility is the cross and the world.
我的责任这一次要交通的乃是指的十字架与世界。
Last night I sought to introduce this very important, vital, strategic subject.
昨天晚上我开始讲到这一个非常重要、具有战略性的题目。
There are two Greek words that are translated by the same English word, world.
在原文里头有两个字，英文的圣经把它翻译成世界。
One is the word cosmos.
第一个字是 cosmos 这个字。
And it simply means the whole universe.
乃是指着这一个整个的物质宇宙。
Everything within it.
在整个宇宙里头的每一件事。
All the beauty of it.
它的美丽。
And all the inhabitants of it.
所有住在里面的。
And the other is the word eon.
第二个字是 eon 这个字。
And this word really speaks of the course and duration of time.
这个字乃是指着时间的一个持续的范围。
Age,
比如
ages.
有的时候翻译成世代、时代。
I will not say any more about what we said last night.
我不用再把昨天晚上再重复。
Or we will not get anywhere this evening.
不然今天晚上我们就没办法讲了。
Although it might be well to reiterate and once again speak about the world.
但是。至于认识这个世界，我觉得值得把它讲得清楚。
But tonight I want to ask a question, and by the grace of God, answer it.
今天晚上我要问一个问题，然后靠着神的恩典，我们把这个问题的答案找出来。
What is worldliness?
什么叫做世俗化？
The greatest disease amongst believers is worldliness.
在基督徒中间最大的疾病就是世俗化。
It paralyzes and infects spiritual health.
这个就让我们的灵命僵化，变成死亡。
It causes those who could grow up to be strong in the Lord to be weak.
本来我们的灵命应该长大、强壮、刚强，但是刚好相反，变成软弱。
More than weak.
不单单软弱
，They sometimes become tools of the adversary of God，
甚至造成我们变成神仇敌手中的工具。
What is worldliness？
到底这个世俗化是什么
？Paul says the world through Christ crucified, the world has been crucified.To me and I to the world.
保罗说，基督钉十字架对我来讲，世界已经钉在十字架上。对世界而讲，我保罗钉在十字架上。
What is worldliness?
什么是世界化、世俗化
？What is a worldly Christian?
什么是一个属世界的基督徒
？Worldliness is the love.Of this world.
简单讲就是爱世界
Not just love for the sinner.
不是指着爱罪人说的
But love for the world.
乃是指着爱这个物质的世界说的
A worldly child of God is basically in love with this world.
今天神的儿女有一个光景就是在那里爱世界
John put it so simply.
约翰很直截了当地说
，Love not the world, neither the things that are within it.
他说，不要爱世界，也不要爱世界其上的事。
He that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
若爱世界，爱父的心就不在你们里面了。
As I said last night, James says in his own severe way.
我昨天晚上提到雅各有这样一句话说
Ye adulteresses,
你们淫乱的人啊
Know you not that friendship with the world is hostility to God?
你们爱世界就是与神为敌
Worldliness is to be in a state of hostility with God.
所以当我们爱世界世俗化的时候，我们跟神无形中就成为仇敌。
He says, whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world, is an enemy of God.
岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗
？This is a severe truth.
这是一个严厉的真理
，and it comes to us in an uncomfortable way.
我们听到的时候，让我们觉得不舒服。
But it is absolute truth.
但是这是一个绝对的真理。
You cannot be in love with this world and in love with the Lord Jesus.
你没有办法又爱这个世界，同时又想爱主。
The love of the Father cannot be in us if we love the world and the things that are there within it.
如果我们爱世界与其中所有的事物，我们爱父的心就不能在我们里面。
It is a question of our commitment to the Lord.
这里的问题是我们对基督的委身。
The basic essential spirit of the world
世界的灵基本是什么呢
is put very simply as always by John
约翰把他说的很直截了当
the lust of the flesh
就是肉体的情欲
the lust of the eyes
眼目的情欲
and the boastful pride of physical life
然后就是今生的虚荣夸口
That's the basic essential spirit of this world
这样就把整个世界的灵说清楚了。
When God first created this world and everything within it, it was good.
神起初创造这个世界的时候是美好的。
But as I sought to explain last night, with the fall of Satan.
但是昨天晚上我解释。
And yes.
Go ahead.
With the fall of the third of the angels.
从撒旦的堕落，天使的堕落。
And with the fall of man.
然后人类堕落。
Something entered into this world.
就在整个的世界产生了巨大的变化。
So that now Satan is called the prince of this world.
从那一天起，世界就被称为撒旦的这世界的王就是撒旦。
And this title is nowhere contested in the Word of God.
这个他的这个名称是公认的。
The ruler of this world.
世界的王。
The prince of this world.
世界的王子。
Is Satan himself.
就是撒旦本人。
John puts it again in his own simple, clear, black and white manner.
然后在约翰的书信里面，他再清楚地讲。
We know that we are of God.
我们知道我们是属神的。
And the whole world lies in the evil one.
但是这个世界却在那恶者的手下。
What is it then within the believer that is a Trojan horse?
我们这一些基督徒却好像那个木马一样。
What is it in the believer that hinders him from being joined to the Lord, wedded to the Lord?
什么拦阻我们基督徒跟我们的主联合在一起呢？
And causes him or her to be wedded to this world.
而造成我们跟这个世界却联合了呢？
You know, very often we think, well, there's nothing wrong in the world.
我们常常有一个错觉，认为这个世界没有什么问题啊。
I'm saved.
我得救了。
I'm converted.
这个世界的没有得救。
I'm born of God.
不是神从神生的。
I mean, surely I can handle the world.
我想我可以来处理世界的问题。
We are not talking about handling the world.
我们不是讲到处理世界的问题。
We are talking about giving yourself, being wedded to the world.
我现在讲的是我们在无形中跟世界结婚了。
That's why James says, you adulteresses.
所以雅各才会用这个词，你们淫乱的人呢。
You who have been called to be married to the Lord Jesus.
你们是被蒙召与主联合的人。
You are giving yourself to another.
但是你把你自己跟另一个人去联合了。
It is a serious matter.
这是严重的问题。
It involves demons.
这里面有魔鬼灵的问题。
It involves evil spirits.
这里面有邪灵的问题。
It involves world rulers of this darkness.
因为这是黑暗世界那个掌权的灵。
It involves principalities and powers that are spiritual.
是在那个执政掌权的那个领域的里头。
This is no fairy tale.
这不是神话故事。
It is absolute truth.
这是绝对的真理。
That's why so many works so-called of God are paralyzed.
今天有许多所谓神的工作因着世界而僵化了。
It's why so much of the church is paralyzed.
同样也许多所谓的教会今天也是不能动。
A community like any other human community.
今天的教会已经跟世界的任何的俱乐部一样了。
Not the body of the Lord Jesus.
说不上他是基督的身体。
Not wedded to a heaven at the right hand of God.
他已经不再是跟那一位在父神宝座右边的有一个联合。
Not manifesting all the power and glory of the Lord Jesus.
表现不出来基督的能力与他的荣耀。
But instead, so often, a nest.For evil.
相反的，我们所看见的是邪恶。
For hypocrisy.
虚伪。
For division.
分裂。
For faction.
斗争。
For jealousy.
嫉妒。
For ambition.
野心。
It all goes back to worldliness.
你把这一切都能够追溯到世俗化这件事情。
We often think of worldliness as the outward thing.
我们常常把世俗化是一个外表的现象。
You know, alcohol.
醉酒。
Smoking.
抽烟。
The way you dress.
服装。
Television.
电视。
Newspapers.
报纸。
Novels.
小说
and I could go on and on.
我可以讲很多很多的事情。
Well, those things are symptoms.
那只是表面现象。
But it is not essential worldliness.
但是这不是世俗化的核心。
If you read in Romans,
如果你打开
罗马书 the Roman letter of the Apostle Paul,
罗马书。
And chapter 1,
第一章
I will read from verse 29.
二十九节
Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful.Who knowing the ordinance of God that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them.
二十九节，装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨、忏悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的。侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的，他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
This is the divine description of this world.
这个清单就把这个世界的特征把它形容出来了。
This is the essential character of this world.
这些性格就是这个世界的性格。
Nor should we be surprised.
我们不应当觉得诧异。
It bears and expresses the character of Satan.
这里就是讲到撒旦的特点。
And those angels that fell with him.
与那些堕落的天使。
It isThe basic character of this world.
这些性格就是属世的性格。
Look at the history of this world.
你看这个世界的历史。
It is full of these things.
充满了这种邪恶。
On the grandest scale.
是一个到处都是。
And the most minute scale.
也看到微小的地方。
From great empires.
从大的帝国
and ideologies that have bound millions of human beings.
而且有许多的主义把几百万的人捆在这个里头
to the family.
到一个家庭
to the individual human being.
到每一个个人
who lives like this.
就在这个原则下生活
But someone will say, brother,What are you talking to us? We are believers.
那么可能我们有人会对我说，弟兄啊，你为什么讲这个事？我们是基督徒了。
You're describing an unsaved world.
你刚刚形容的应该是那些不信的世界。
You're not describing believers.
你不应该是形容基督徒啊。
You turn with me to Colossians.
我们来看哥罗西书。
Colossians and chapter 3.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Listen to these words from verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Here we have the cross and the world.
你看到十字架与世界。
Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, immorality, uncleanness, pornography, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake cometh the wrath of God upon the sons of disobedience, wherein ye also once walked.When ye lived in these things.
第五节，所以要致使你们在世界的肢体，地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样，这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。
But now do ye also put them all away.Anger, wrath, malice, railing, shameful speaking out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his doings, and have put on the new man that is being renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him.
当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过。但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。
You see, the apostle was speaking.To born again believers.
你看这一段圣经是保罗对着重生得救的基督徒说的。
To a living born again church.
是一个活生生的主的教会说的。
And he describes all these things that many of us would say have nothing whatsoever to do with the child of God.
那我们读到这个清单的时候，我们有人认为，哦，这些罪跟基督徒应该一点关系都没有。
Nor with the church of God.
也跟教会没有关系。
Nor with the work of the gospel.
也跟神的福音没有关系的。
But I am old enough to have seen it all.
但是我的年龄已经够长，我在这些事情上都看过了。
So much Christian life is a facade for the world.
今天我们许多基督徒的生活是一个戴着面具的生活。
There it is, behind the facade.
我们躲在一个面具的后头。
Jealousy.
我们有嫉妒。
Backbiting.
我们背后。
Faction.
我们纷争。
Unrivaled ambition.
我们有许多的野心。
All these things.
这些都在基督徒里头。
Turn to James.
好，我们来看。
And chapter three.
雅各书第三章。
Verse 13.
第三章十三节。
Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good life his works in meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart,Glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom is not a wisdom that comes down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. He's speaking of believers.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎抵挡真理。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。他是对基督徒说的话。
For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion.And every vile deed.
在何处有嫉妒和纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
This is spoken to believers.
这些话是对基督徒说的。
This is spoken to a real church.
是对一个真的教会说的。
It is spoken to those who are workers in the of the gospel.
是对着福音的这些做工的人、传道人说的。
It's something that you and I need to face.
这是我们每一个人应当面对的。
What is worldliness?
什么是世俗化？
Worldliness essentially is the lust of the flesh.
世俗化的重点就是
the lust of the eyes. Sorry.
肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
And the boastful pride of physical life.
今生的骄傲。
Where there is no dealing with that,
如果我们没有对付这个罪，
it will not be long before these things begin to be found in our lives and amongst us.
那么这个罪就要扩延，蔓延开来。
You cannot play with fire and not be burnt.
你不能够玩火而不被火烧掉。
It is so simple.
非常简单的道理。
Sometimes when we're young,
我们有的时候年轻。
We think, well, I'll only be young once.
我们想，我们只年轻一辈子，年轻一次。
You kick over the rails.
你就把所有的这个限制除掉。
Enjoy yourself.
就放纵自己。
You only young once.
你只年轻一次。
But there is a terrible enemy.And that enemy will bind you. He will lead you along a path so gently, you don't even know it is the power of darkness.
但是这里有一个仇敌，是这样的诡诈，他在开始的时候好像不关痛痒的引着你走，到了有一天你就要被他逮到了。
But the end is bondage.
最后你被他捆绑
paralysis
把你僵化
hypocrisy
你就变成一个伪装的人
Christian facade
就戴了一个面具
and behind it
但是面具后面呢
the world
就是世界
If reading a newspaper is worldly I'm very worldly
如果以读报纸就是爱世界的话那我很爱世界
I once went to a group not very far from here.
有一次我去一个地方离这边不远。
Yeah, I was to speak at a little retreat they had.
我就对他们的这个退休会讲道。
And they did not even know that Robert Kennedy had been assassinated in Los Angeles.
那一群人到一个地步，居然连康乃迪总统被暗杀的事情都不知道。
They didn't listen to the radio.
他们不听哦这个收音机。
They had no television.
当然不要讲电视。
They were separated from the world.
他们完全跟这个世界脱节了。
But the world was in them.
但是世界却在他们里面。
I'm not making any appeal for you to become big newspaper readers. I'd rather you read the Bible.
当然，我今天晚上的讲话并不是
study the Bible，
并不是要你们天天读报纸，但是你要读好好读主的话。
I'm not asking you be watchers of television.
也不是鼓励你看电视。
Better be watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem.
啊，你应该是耶路撒冷城墙的守望者。
No, we're not asking for that.
我并不是这样子来要求你。
But that in itself, these things are only symptoms of worldliness.
这些我们刚刚讲的事情是它的表面。
Real worldliness is the problem.
我们要看的是它这个事情的根源，真正的原因。
I was, when I was first saved, I was in a fellowship that was very separated from the world.
我蒙恩的时候，我所在的那个团体是一个非常与世有 划清界限的。
You had to be dressed nicely.
你穿要穿得整整齐齐。
None of these shirts for the boys open to here.
穿绝对不会扣子扣到下面。
None of the girls in little skirts that were just about a foot from the waist.
也没有人穿裙子穿得短得很高很高。
We all had to dress in a special way.
我们都要规规矩矩穿衣服。
We were not allowed to go to the movies.
我们绝对禁止看电影。
We were not allowed to go to the theater.
不准去看到戏院。
We were not permitted to listen to orchestral music.
我们也不准看听古典音乐。
We were not allowed to be go to sport football games.
也不准去看球赛。
Although for some strange reason they thought tennis was spiritual.
但是他们认为看网球可以。
But anyway, that was the kind of group I and my sister, that's what we landed in.
那我跟我姐姐两个人当年就在这样的
团体里。No alcohol.
没有任何的酒精。
No smoking.
不要谈了，喝抽烟。
And no makeup.
不准化妆。
You know, any lady who came in with lipstick, all the heads would.
如果姐妹涂了口红，大家眼睛都要注目相看。
And the pastor actually called them post boxes because in Britain the post boxes are painted red.
那么我们的传道人就会叫这些涂口红的姐妹是那个箱子上的那个女郎，邮箱啊 ，OK。邮箱信筒。
This was the group I was in.
这就是我当年所在的团体。
Wonderful people.
都是很好的基督徒。
Loved the Lord.
爱主。
Sang the hymns from their heart.
从心里面唱诗。
But you have no idea of the worldliness that was there.
但是没有人察觉，其实里头充满着世俗化。
This was a Baptist church.
我在的是一个浸信会。
And they had church meetings.
有很多的聚会。
And in those church meetings, people called each other names. They lost their tempers with each other.
在聚会里面公然吵架。
I've never forgotten it. It at the bottom for my Christian life fell out by watching these older people.
那我这个小年轻的弟兄看这些年长的弟兄在公然聚会中吵架，让我的信心完全垮台。
Here was I separated from the world.
我现在与世界分别为圣。
Watching the world at work.
但是却看到世界在我们教会里面表演起来了。
What is worldliness?
什么是世俗化？
It is the essential spirit of this world.
就是被这个世界的灵摸到了。
And the seriousness of worldliness in a believer is this. He or she makes themselves available to evil spirits and demons.
世俗化的危机性乃是在这里，就是不管是弟兄，不管是姐妹，当你世俗化的时候，你开了一个门给邪灵进来。
Let me say it again.
让我再说一次。
You cannot play with fire and not be burned.
你不能够要玩火而不被火烧到。
Now.What did the apostle mean when he said, "Put to death the members of your body"?
那么到底使徒们告诉我们要致死你们身体的恶行，这句话什么意思？
Put to death, therefore, your members which are upon the earth.
致死你们在这个世界的地上的肢体。
Surely he meant that the world has to be dealt with through the cross.
他们的意思很简单，就是我们的肉体必须，我们肉体这个世界要经过十字架的破碎。
Do you understand?
懂吗？
the world through which, or you can say in the Greek, through whom. Far be it from me to glory save in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, through whom the world is crucified to me.
保罗说, 就我而论, 世界已经钉在十字架上,
and I to the world.
就世界而论, 我已经钉在十字架上。
What am I to do?
那我应该做什么?
You know, you can try to crucify yourself.
你可以常常怎么样把自己钉死?
But you will have a very, very bad time.
可是你这样去尝试的时候, 你会非常的痛苦。
I tried to do it for some years.
好几年我都这样做。
I mean, think, how do you crucify yourself?
你怎么钉自己十字架?
Well, you have a hammer.
你拿一把榔头。
And you have a nail.
然后有个,
and you take this hand. Well, first of all, start with the feet. You bend down and you bang the nail through your feet.
最先把你脚钉上十字架。
Then you take the nail and try to do this.
然后把你左手钉到十字架。
But what about this?
那你右手怎么办?
You can't crucify yourself.
我们每一个人可以钉自己上十字架。 你试试看。
Then it becomes religion.
当你这样做就变成一个宗教。
It becomes heaviness.
就变成一个很重的重担,
it becomes darkness.
变成一个黑暗的势力,
there's no life in it.
在这里找不到生命,
there's no resurrection life.
更找不到复活的生命, 看不见,
it's just religion.
你只是一个宗教而已,
Christian religion.
这是一个基督教。
Listen to the Apostle Paul, Galatians 2, verse 20.
在刚刚我们念的加拉太书, 第二十节,
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless, I live.
然而如今活着的,
yet not I.
不再是我,
but Christ liveth in me.
乃是基督在我里面。
And the life which I now live.
如今活着,
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
因信神的儿子而活,
who loved me and gave himself for me.
他爱我, 为我舍己。
Now, will you notice?
你注意这句话,
it's all to do with life.
这里讲到一个生命的问题,
spiritual life.
是属灵的生命,
eternal life.
永远的生命,
resurrection life.
复活的生命.
Listen.
听,
everyone puts the accent on being crucified with Christ, but listen, I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live.
我已经与基督同钉十字架, 然而我活着。
Yet not I.
不再是我,
but Christ liveth in me.
乃是基督在我里面活。
Under new management.
乃是在一个新的管理体系里头。
As simple as that.
就是这样简单。
Under new management.
是一个新的管理系统。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Nevertheless I live.
然而我活着。
Yet not I.
不再是我,
but Christ liveth in me.
是基督在我里头。
And the life which I now live.
我如今活着。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
乃是 信他的儿子而活,
who loved me and gave himself.
他爱我, 为我舍命。
What a gospel!
这是何等的福音?
Life!
生命,
abundant life!
丰富的生命,
overflowing life!
是一个永留的生命,
resurrection life!
复活的生命,
the power of life!
带着能力的生命。
And it all stems from I have been crucified with Christ.
都从这句话开始的, 我与基督同钉十字架。
You sometimes think to yourself, I must be crucified.
你常常在想, 哦, 我应该被钉十字架。
You'll never be crucified.
因为你永远钉不了。
Not that way.
你这个方法不灵。
That will end with religion.
你这样干的话就是一个宗教。
The affliction of the flesh.
苦待己身。
Will worship.
这是意, 靠着己意敬拜神。
Not the way.
这不是道路。
Let me try to explain in the best way I've ever heard it illustrated. Look, I do this everywhere and I talk about, here this Bible, you see, here this marker.
我给你们一个比方, 这里我有一本圣经, 里面有一个书签。
This Bible is you.
这个圣经如果是你,
I'm sorry, this Bible is Christ.
这个圣经如果是基督,
this marker is you.
这个书签是你。
Now God knew that you would be saved.
神预知你要被得救。
And in his foreknowledge,
在他的预知里
he took you,
他把你
and put you in Christ.
把他放在基督里。
Can you see the marker?
那现在看到这本圣经 看得到书签吗？
You can only see the Bible.
你看不到书签，你看到圣经。
God sees you in Christ.
因为这就是神看你在基督里。
He put you in Christ. Now watch.
那注意看。
If I put the Bible there,
如果我把圣经放在这个讲台上，
where is the marker?
那书签在哪里？
You say, well, I can't see it.
你说我看不见。
Yes, but the marker is in the Bible.
但是刚刚你看见我把书签放在圣经里。
So, the marker is on this lectern.
所以这个书签当然也在书架这个讲台上。
Now, if I take it away,
如果我把它拿走。
And put it on.
我把圣经放在钢琴上，钢琴上，放在钢琴上。那么，请问书签在哪里？在圣经里，但是你看不见，在圣经里。
The history of the Bible is the history of the marker.
那么，发生在这本圣经所经历的历史，也就是这一个小书签所经历的历史。
The Bible was here.
本来这个圣经在讲台上。
The Bible was on the piano.
那后来放在钢琴上。
The marker was on the piano.
那个书签又从讲台搬到。钢琴。
God put you in Christ.
那么现在神把你放在基督里。
When Christ was crucified,
当基督上十字架。
You were crucified.
你也上了十字架。
It's a historic fact.
这是历史的事实。
It doesn't matter what you feel.
跟你的感觉无关。
When Christ died,
当基督死了。
You died.
你也死了。
He not only died for you.
他不但为你死。
He died as you.
他也代表你死。
You cannot put to death the members of your members on the earth unless you first know that he died and when he died you died.
我们永远不知道如何致死自己的身体的恶行，除非你先认识基督死的时候你已经与他同定十字架。
You cannot deal with worldliness by just trying to come on it head on.
我们没有办法来对付这个爱世界的问题，是办不到的。
You can only deal with it through Christ.
除非我们对付世界经过基督。
That's why the Word of God says, "By the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the body."
所以圣经才会说，借着圣灵，我们能够致死身体的恶行。
It is impossible to know the death of Christ apart from the Holy Spirit.
我们没有办法离开圣灵能够认识基督的死。
It is the Holy Spirit who enlightens your mind.
只有当圣灵开我们心中的眼睛的时候，有这个启示。
Who reveals the truth.
圣灵把这个与基督同死的真理启示给我们。
Who illuminates you.
把我们照亮。
So that you suddenly see,
忽然间看见
when Christ died, I died.
他死的时候，我也死了呀。
Now you can reckon on it.
那你认识这件事，你就可以计算了。
It's not make believe.
不是叫你相信。
I used to know a dear brother, and he always used to say, he used to pinch himself, and then he would feel it, and then he would say, ah.I have been crucified with Christ.
以前我认识有一个弟兄，他常常捏自己、掐自己，说啊，我痛了，所以我就与基督同钉十字架了。
But knowing the way he lived,
但是你看他怎么生活
，I became very suspicious.
啊，我就很怀疑了。
It seemed to me that he was it was a mind over matter.
他乃是想用心思来控制物质。
Christian science.
这是属于这个 基督教科学会那种东西。
Yeah, if you have a headache, you say, I do not have a headache, I do not have a headache, I do not have a headache, I definitely do not have a headache.
你有一个头痛，你就对自己自我麻醉，对自己说，我没有头痛，我没有头痛，我绝对没有头痛。
Psychologically it works, but it is not the faith which is the gift of God.
这是自我麻醉，这个不是圣经所说的信心。
Faith which is the gift of God.
信心乃是神赐的。
Means you reckon on eternal facts.
乃是你看见、承认那个永远的事实。
Now you can reckon yourselves dead indeed to sin.
你能够把你的身体致死。
When you see that when Christ died, you died.
只有当你真正看见。基督死的时候，你已经与他同死了。
Again, take this other wonderful scripture.
还有一节圣经。
In Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, and verse 34 and 35.
马可福音第八章三十四、三十五节。
If any man follow me,
若有人要跟从我
，let him deny himself.
让他舍己。
Take up his cross.
背起他的十字架。
And follow me.
来跟从我。
Now, mark this carefully.
把这个画下来。
Follow, follow.
跟从，跟从这两个动词。
If any man follow me,
如果有人要跟从我
，let him follow.
让他跟从我。
What comes in?
那在这两个跟从中间有什么
？If any man follow me,
如果有人要跟从我
，let him deny himself.
让他舍己。
That's the core of worldliness.
这个就让我们从世界出来。
Let me put it another way.
让我另外一个方法表达。
Let him give up all right to himself.
让他放弃他自己所有的权利。
The whole problem is rights.
因为今天基督徒的难处就是我们有自己的主权。
I have rights.
我有权。
Actually, you mean my self-life has rights.
你的意思就是说我的自我有他的权利。
We're living in a world of rights.
今天我们活在这个世界都是讲权。
Women's rights.
女权。
The unborn's rights.
未生的这个小婴孩权。甚至又讲植物权、动物权。
Fish's rights.
鱼权。
Everything has rights.
每一件事情都有他的权。
Except men.
除了人以男人以外。
They don't seem that nobody ever talks about men's rights.
没有，这个年头没有人讲男人权，有人谈女权。
Hug trees.
讲到树，有权。
Talking about the ecology, all of us, the rights, 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 rights.
讲到生态平衡，各样的平权。
Rights are the deepest instinct in us.
求全是我们每一个人的一种本能。
I will not have anybody step on me.
我不让任何人踩在我的头上。
I will not allow myself to be limited, curtailed.
没有人能够限制我的自由。
Overlooked.
所以藐视我。
My self-life has rights.
我有我的权利。
I have ambition.
我有我的雄心。
And I have a right to come up the ladder.
我有从这个楼梯越爬越高的权利。
If any man follow me.
但是主说，如果有人要跟从我。
Here is the most basic step.
这里有一个基本的要诀。
Let him give up all right.
让他对自己的权利全部放下来。
Take up his cross.
背起十字架。
Now these pictures we all see in ecclesiastical structures of Jesus bearing a cross.
我们常常在图画上、电视上看到这种图画，耶稣背了一个十字架。
Are really quite wrong.
这个图画是不准确的。
Because the upright of the cross was always in place at the place of execution.
真实的情况，钉十字架的人那个十字架，它是已经插在刑场上，放在那里是一个柱子。
Sometimes it was the trunk of a tree.
有的时候是一个木头的这个树的这个主干。
Sometimes a living tree.
有的是活的树
，sometimes a dead tree，
或者一个死的树。
But the upright was there，
这个主干是已经摆在刑场上。
The disciples and the multitudes that Jesus called together to hear this.
那么主耶稣讲这段背十字架的话的时候，门徒与群众都懂的。
Had all seen this a thousand times.
他们都看过这个景观好几千次了。
Soldiers.
兵丁。
Clearing away.
在犯人前面
开导。Shouting, out of the way, out of the way.
兵丁叫让开让开
，and behind them a prisoner，
后面就是这个受刑犯
，with a card hanging round his neck，
他的颈子上挂了一个牌子
，with the sentence of death and for what reason，
判死刑的原因写在这个牌子上
，and carrying the cross beam，
那么他就背着一个十字架的横条
，he was on his way。To the execution ground.
那么他就一步一步朝向这个刑场而走。
Now you begin to understand.
你看到这个你就懂了。
First, you must understand that when Christ died, you died.
你就知道当基督死的时候，你也死了。
You can't crucify yourself.
不是你把你自己钉死的。
But you can give up all right to yourself.
但是你可以把自己的权利都放弃。
That is the most basic step that you can take.
这是一个基督徒能够做的最基本的事。
And only the Holy Spirit can enable you to take that step.
那这一步呢，也只有靠着圣灵才做得到。
For the deepest instinct in man is self-preservation.
每一个人最基本的本能是自己保护自己。
You can give up all right to yourself.
你可以放弃你的权利。
Take up your cross beam.
拿起你这个十字架的横梁。
Now you understand what the Apostle Paul meant when he said, "We have the sentence of death within ourselves."
这样你就懂保罗在哥林多后书说，在我们的身上有基督死的宣判。
That we should not trust in ourselves.
我们不能再对自己有信心。
But in God who raises the dead.
我们乃是信那叫死人复活的神。
You see, you're on the way to the execution.
我们乃是走向这个刑场。
You can't crucify yourself.
我们是没有办法钉自己的十字架。
Well then, how are you crucified?
那现在问题是，你怎么钉十字架呢？
You're crucified in Christ.
我们与基督同钉十字架。
But in practical terms,
但是现在实行呢？
How does it happen?
怎么发生的呢？
You do not have to worry yourself.
但是你不用担心。
God takes care of the execution.
那个执行神会有办法。
Your nearest and dearest will do it.
你身边最亲爱的那一位就会帮你执行了。
Your husband will.
可能是你的丈夫。
Will do the job.Your wife will do.
也可能是你的妻子。
Your parents.
你的父母。
Your children.
你的孩子。
Your employer will do the job.
你的雇员。
Your employees will certainly.
或者你的老板。
And if none of those do it.
如果这些人都没办法做。
The church will do it.
教会的弟兄姊妹会做。
You cannot get away.
总而言之，你逃不掉。
Let him give up all right to himself.
跟从我的人放弃他自己的权利。
Take up his cross beam.
拿起他的十字架的横梁。
Accept the sentence of death.
接受死的宣判。
And God will arrange the circumstances and situation.
那剩下来神就会替你负责。
Now do you understand?
懂吗？
People sometimes say, "Why did this happen to me?"
常常有弟兄姊妹来跟我说，为什么我遭遇了这样的事
？Why is so and so so difficult?
为什么某弟兄某姐妹那么困难
？Instead of saying,
而不是这样说
，Praise the Lord,
感谢赞美主。
This is an opportunity.
现在我死的机会终于临到了。
I mean it.
这是我真的意思。
Not just a joke.
这不是笑话。
It's an opportunity to die.
这是。每一次的死是一个机会。
I've heard sometimes people saying, "Lord, help me to be crucified."
有的人向神祷告，主啊，帮助我上十字架。
Help me to fall into the ground and die.
帮助我像一粒麦子掉在地里死了。
But then, when the Lord arranges the circumstances, they are really upset.
当神给他安排环境，安排好让他死，他生气了。
Worldliness.
世俗化。
You may think, young person, that it is no big deal to get involved with the world.
可能我们的年轻人觉得一点世俗化没什么，无伤大雅。
But in your innocence, you have no idea the spiritual powers that are hovering around you.Bind you and to destroy you.
你轻估了这个世界灵的厉害，他借着你一点的疏忽，他可以一步一步，最后把你毁了。
So here is something tremendous.
这里有一句话很重要。
Tomorrow I will seek to look at it a little more deeply.
明天我要更深入的来讲。
This worldliness,
这个世俗化的光景
will destroy you.
可以毁掉你。
It will destroy the church.
也毁掉整个的教会。
And it will destroy our service for God.
毁掉我们向神的侍奉。
We can begin in the spirit and end in the flesh.
我们可能是靠圣灵入门，但是最后毁灭，自己毁灭。
What was once alive to God.
开始都是活的，向着神。
Hearing the Lord,
我们听见神。
Seeing the Lord,
看见神。
Following the Lord,
跟随神。
Is now lifeless.
如今却变得没有生命。
A monument.
变成一个纪念碑。
It all goes back to this simple matter.
我们都可以找到它最简单的原因。
The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, is a little phrase, always bearing about in the body the dying of Jesus.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章，他说，在我们身上总是带着耶稣基督的死。
That the life also of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal body.
使耶稣的身可以显明在这个软弱的身体上。
This is the only antidote to worldliness.
这句话就说出我们能够胜对付这个世俗化的秘诀，就在这一句话里头。
Where do you stand in this matter?
今天在这个世俗化的问题，我们什么光景啊？
Have you deliberately given up all right to yourself?
你有没有真正有意的、有意识的把你的主权放下来？
Are you taking up your cross beam?
你有没有拿起这个十字架的衡量？
You cannot follow him in any other way.
你除非这样子做，你不可能跟随基督。
I can only say that I'm so thankful that in the early days of my Christian life, I came to this decision.
我非常的感谢主，在我做基督徒的早年，就已经在这件事情上做下重大的决定。
It cost me very much.
这个代价是高的。
Because in the church I was in, the pastor had made all the arrangements for me to go to Bible college. Thank God I never went. To Bible college, a very well-known one, and then he had it all planned out.
我所在的那个教会，那个牧师一看中了我，老早替我安排好我要去哪一个这个神学院，一步一步怎么样往前走， 我感谢主，我没有去这样做。
But because I had given up all right to myself.
但是在那个时候，我决定了一件事情，我已经把我自己的主权放下。
I had another master.
我有一个主人。
And I asked that master.
我问了那个主人。
What I should do.
我应当做什么
？And he said, "Do not go this path."
他就告诉我不要走这条路啊。
And I will take care of you.
我要负你的全责。
And I can testify that he has.
今天我可以向大家作证，他的的确确保守了我。
I can never say the Lord is in my debt. I can never say the Lord is in my debt.
我当然没有办法说。
He's indebted to me.
我当然不是说主欠我什么。
I gave up everything for him. Now he must do a lot for me.
我为他放弃这一切，所以他要做我许多许多的事。
I gave up all this path, the ladder to go up and up and up.
我把这个所谓人替我铺好的这条通天的路放弃了。
The pastor actually said, in the end, you'll be a Keswick speaker.
那个牧师跟我说，如果你照这条我给你排的路走，总有一天你要成为开西聚会的主要讲员。
And I was only a kid, young. I mean, I was only 18, 19.
我那个时候十八九岁。
I let it all go.
那一天我放弃这一切。
And the Lord has been to me.So much that I am continuously in his debt.
这些年我回头看，主给我一路的带领、保守、祝福，我是一生都还不了这个债。
Dear child of God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，There is nothing in this world like following the Lord Jesus.
在这个世界，没有一件事情比跟随主更有意思。
But you cannot follow him.If he is not Lord.
但是如果他不是真为你真正的主，你是没有办法跟随他。
And you cannot follow him if you do not give up all right to yourself.
而如果你不把你自己的权利完全的放弃，你是走不下去这条路。
And you cannot follow him if you are not prepared to die daily.
你如果没有准备好，每天向自己死，那这条路你也走不完。
May the Lord touch our hearts.
求主摸到我们每一个人的心。
There is so much of the world in us all.
我们每一个人里头都被这个世界所充满的太多太多了。
Me included.
连我自己包括在内。
In all of us.
在我们每一个人的里头。
And we have to remember this word to put to death our members that are on the earth.
记住圣经的话说，要致死你们在这地上的肢体。
But the fullness that comes,
让基督的丰满表现。
Resurrection life that comes,
那个复活的大能从这里面出来。
The joy that comes,
那个喜乐从里面冲出来。
The laughter that fills our mouths,
在我们的嘴唇里面的喜乐笑容。
The sense of purpose,
我们对于这一个人生的目标。
Who is going to talk about dying?
我们如果没有这一切，我们讲到死又有什么意义呢
？It is the pathway to the fulfillment of the eternal purpose of God.
我们讲这个，就是因为这个死的经历，才能够带我们进到神永远旨意的目标里头去。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊
，We are such poor material.
我们实在是一个可怜的材料。
We have to confess it.
我们向你承认。
We love the world.
我们爱世界。
We love the things that are in it.
我们也爱这个世界上的东西。
We get so involved, Lord.
我们常常被绑在里头。
Not only on the outward level.
不但外表是如此。
But often in its basic, essential spirit.
我们在灵里面也是如此。
Forgive us.
求你赦免我们。
Cleanse us.
求你洁净我们。
And bring us to the place where we will be able to say with the Apostle Paul.
让我们带我们到一个地步，跟保罗能够做同样的见证。
Far be it from me to glory, save in the Lord Jesus the Messiah, through whom the world was crucified to me, and I to the world.
不再如今活着，不再是我，是就着世界而论，我已经钉在十字架了。就世界而论，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上。
We ask it all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们是奉主耶稣基督名这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.